police are calling a terrorist hide, including bomb parts and explosives have been found at a country park near Larne. The hull was found at Carnfunnock in Ballygally. Meanwhile, a dissident Republican group calling itself the IRA has said it was responsible for the attempted murder of a prison officer in East Belfast. And police have said a viable device was found during a security alert at Kelvin Gardens in Derry/Londonderry. It all shows that the terrorist threat is very real in Northern Ireland. The Police Federation of Northern Ireland has warned of a serious and sustained escalation in dissident Republican activity in the run-up to the centenary of the Easter Rising. The chairman, Mark Lindsay, is with us now. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning.
Just how significant is this escalation in your view?
Well, I think we've had a severe threat in Northern Ireland now for the last 6 or 7 years. So, in effect, a lot of what has been put out in the media in the last wee while has been going on in Northern Ireland for a considerable period of time. I think as we get closer now to what is a significant date for the Republican community, commemorating the 1916 Rising, I think there's been very, very clear intelligence and intent from different Republican elements to mark that with a spectacular against police.
Spectacular, as you describe it, against the police would mean lives lost, people killed.
Yes, I think in anyone's terms, working against a terrorist organisation, that would mean taking life through murder or explosions or whatever.
And they've got the capability, clearly. We can see from what they've been able to do that they've got the capability to do that.
Yes, it would appear so. Now, there's constantly a lot of good work going on in the background. And there has been, over the last period of time, a lot of good work done by the police service in actually arresting people, finding munitions. Some of it makes the media, some of it doesn't. I think what we're seeing now is evidence of an escalation of their activity on the ground.
I often wonder how many dissidents there are, what we're dealing with here.
I don't think the numbers are significantly high, but it does not take a large number of people to actually cause mayhem. You know, when we see the small pockets that there are around the province, if they link up at all, I think then it becomes very, very dangerous.
So are we back, Mark, to police officers and prison officers? Are we back to our security services checking under their cars every day?
Well, to be honest, Stephen, we've never really gone away from that. As I said, we have been working under a severe threat, which means that an attack is highly likely. Probably since about 2009. So every police officer is always reviewing their own personal security.
And what's that mean for the daily lives of your officers?
Well, it means you're very careful where you socialise. You're very careful who your friends are, what your children are saying at school. You're constantly checking your car. You know, the police officers in Northern Ireland are members of the community. You know, they're drawn from the community, they serve the community. And really, whenever you add on this additional layer of looking after their own personal security, it does make life very difficult at times.
Mark, thank you. Morning to you.